Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
For business, the Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
I'm wide awake. Good morning, everybody. It's 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and you're listening to Messages of Light. I am your host, Amanda Dowell. We have a very special guest from St. Charles, Missouri, who is a professional psychic and clairvoyant, and I will talk about her in a minute. I actually received some information from a friend of mine in Canada who told me that some horses in a horse barn had actually passed away due to a fire yesterday, and it was just this lady's entire life. So, you know, prayers for Canada and prayers for that situation. There's also a little girl that I actually have had the pleasure of seeing here in St. Louis that's been getting chemo and radiation treatments. She's 7 years old, and she's been going to Mercy Hospital to get these chemo treatments, and her name is Kiara. And Kiara is a strong little girl who actually started having some problems with her eye, and where her eye was puffy and it hurt, and they went in and said that now her cancer is in her bones, her brain, and it's also in her lungs. So she is receiving some chemo treatments and radiation treatments at Mercy Hospital. So if you want to subscribe to her page on Kiara Strong, capital K-E-I-R-A, Strong, S-T-R-O-N-G, and she also has a Caring Bridge page. You can go on there and find her as Kiara Stout, K-E-I-R-A-S-T-O-U-T, so prayers going out to her. Anyway, back to our guest, Angela Thomas. She is very well known for being on radio. She is a professional teacher with intuitive development. Angela has psychic and clairvoyant gifts that she's had and worked with for over 30 years in her practice. She is also working on some books, and she's worked with actually three-dimensional tarot, and she is particularly fond of appearing at psychic events and fundraisers and other things, which is really exciting, and she also has some books out. You can check her out at angelathomas.org. So that's Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.org. And you can call in to ask questions at 347-237-5339. So with that being said, I'm going to bring Angela live and let her talk a little bit more about what's going on in her neck of the woods, and we'll probably share some topics and stuff. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Well, hello, Amanda. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing just wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be with you today.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you back. It's been a little while.
It has, it has. Well, you know the schedules.
Oh, I know. Those schedules, they just really are something. So what have you been up to these days, and what would you like to share with our listeners today?
Well, you know, I've been continuing my psychic development courses. I've, of course, read for people all over the world. I, you know, have been participating in the study of precognition, and so just been very, very consumed with the business, trying to get some upcoming seminars launched, which will launch in spring of 2015. And so I'm teaching over at the university, and of course we'll be teaching psychic development again at St. Charles Community College in August. So a lot going on at the moment.
Around my birthday, I'll have to see if I can make it back over there.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So you're putting together some workshops for 2015. That's pretty exciting, too.
Well, yeah, some seminars in some other cities, and to provide a three-day psychic development course in other cities, and I definitely will be launching it in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, nice.
That is.
Yeah.
So great little place to start. I've lived there on and off for many years, and it's just got that whole vibe to it, you know, so I'm very eager to get that started.
Very nice. That'll be nice. You can do like a three-day workshop and teach everybody. I've actually enjoyed the workshops I've done with you. They're very exciting. They're very hands-on. They're not only fun, but very educational, even for someone who actually just kind of does this, you know, professionally or on a day-to-day basis. I've really you know, enjoyed some of the exercises you've shared.
Well, thank you, Amanda. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, you've been practicing for quite a few years. And, you know, there's new techniques or just being able to practice things that you may have laid on the side, you know, like, oh, well, I don't need to do that. But, you know, the more exercises that we do to exercise our mind, it really does help benefit the overall intuition and psychic ability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so, it's like exercising a muscle. You know, you have to
absolutely
keep that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And these three-day seminars are really more to focus on the telepathy part and the precognition and retrocognition abilities. So a more of an intense hands-on seminar.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just eager to get it out there.
Well, that's really good, you know, focusing more on something that can direct people with, you know, an exercise that can give them, you know, more hands-on with telepathy, more hands-on with doing things. You know, I found myself in your class sometimes, too, and it's just fun to look back on that where I was drawing something I absolutely had no idea what I was drawing,
right.
And most people would be going, okay, this is really dumb. Why am I drawing this? And this doesn't make any sense, and it's probably just
right.
a bunch of, and then it turned out to be something that was right on or what you were looking for. So, you know,
exactly.
I think that happens to a lot of people or a lot of us when we get in there.
Right. You know, not only in the class but in our daily lives, you know, we see things or certain shapes or have certain feelings or, you know, you go, why in the world am I seeing something that reminds me of Boston, Massachusetts,
yeah.
for example? So if we really stop and go within a little bit and try to see what that is, then we get more information about it. But, you know, those exercises in the class are great, and drawing it, whether you are, you know, trying to draw a future event or draw something from the past or even do remote viewing in current time or time as we know it, right? Because there's really no such thing as time. And, you know, that's part of, you know, some of the things that I've been trying to read on scientific papers is their explanation of what time is, you know, since everything is connected, past, present, and future. It's just an amazing subject matter all the way around. I know there's universities that are just specific to the study of time. So, you know, but we manage it, right? We manage time by
mm-hmm.
clocks, and we say time is linear, you know, one, two, three, and so on and so forth. But really, there is no time, per se, and time is not linear. Actually, Dr. Vernon Nepi and Dr. Ed Close recently put out a paper, well, more than a paper, it's a big research project with findings, to say that time now, as we know it, has nine dimensions. And time spins. And isn't that something? So it's not so much like the string theory out there. These doctors have actually, and scientists have actually proven through the Kabibbo angle, which, you know, was given about 50 years ago, and all the scientists said, what in the world is a Kabibbo angle? So in their attempt to solve the mystery of the Kabibbo angle, they came across nine dimensions of space, time, and consciousness. So I just, you know, I get all excited when we talk about, you know, new discoveries in the psychic realm.
Now, that's pretty exciting because not a lot of people would be looking for something like that because, you know, we are kind of these people that want to, you know, control time or control, you know, what have you. And you're right, there really is no such thing as it, and it really doesn't matter what time you're operating at it. But like you said, we make it into one, two, three, and it's linear. That's pretty
mm-hmm.
right on the right on the nose and very true. You know, I had a situation where I was focused on getting someone back at a certain time, and we were in the car, and what had happened is I really started meditating on we would get there at that time. You know, we wouldn't get there later, we wouldn't get there 1 minute off, and it worked. I mean, I was totally just focused on, you know, changing that, okay, we're going to be 1 minute late or whatever, and it was like the intent of the energy set the timing that we were right on schedule and they left at the time they were supposed to, which was right at that time.
Right, and so you use the law of intention to get those great results of being on time.
Right.
But, you know,
right.
Amanda,
because
if we just stop to think about...
Wow.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, if we stop to think about this new nine dimensions and how time spins, just think how that alone will help to explain why we have past lives, you know, why we remember certain past lives, why there is communication with those on the other side in the afterlife, why we're able to connect to future events and past events. It's just absolutely amazing. So, so anyway, if you get me started on talking about time, space, and dimension, we'll be here all morning long.
Well, dimensions are kind of fun, too. I do remember something you did, though, and I believe you were using a movie screen when we were doing this where people would think of a number, and, you know, it is kind of fun to do. You know, you think of a number, and you clear your mind, and you see if the other person can think of it. I mean, and, you know, you can do that with shapes. I mean, I've been working a lot with the exercises that you gave us to do, you know, just even
oh, well, good, good.
Outside.
And that
I've still been working with the material that I remember, you know, you giving us, like, I mean, I've even gone out and tried to do the writing thing where the person would, you know, we're like, maybe they would draw the shapes and I would try to get them to guess what it is, you know, just for fun so that I'm practicing. And then I would reverse it and do the same thing. And then the movie screen where you're clearing the mind and you're trying to get them to see something, those really engage. And I'm just bringing them up because your whole class, you know, people really need to see the whole class to actually get that. But, I mean, just those alone, I like to, you know, take my friends aside or practice because I still enjoy doing it.
Yeah, and it's a great way to keep that mental muscle in shape. You know, that movie screen is actually designed to help open up that third eye. It helps with telepathy. It helps you to, especially, you know, when you're working with your partner, it helps you to both send and receive information. And because it's, you know, right then and there, it's happening as you are doing it, then you're not having to tap into the past or the future. But it gives one the ability to start working with what I call virtual screens. You know, you could work with the sky or you could work with the wall or, you know, any solid background, you know, to practice. So, you know, it is a very handy exercise indeed.
Yeah. Well, I find that when I work with that exercise, even if it's just to clear myself in the morning, I'm better off. You know, if I'm using that to do something or to just kind of go in and see, okay, it doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. You know, you talked about that because people have said to me, well, what happens if I am wrong? And it's like, well, you have to start there in order to, you know, feel comfortable with what you're doing. I've used a lot of things from classes just to practice myself. I mean, I still enjoy practicing.
Right, and I think that you brought up a very good subject, you know, about being in fear, you know, fear of being wrong, fear of being judged. And, you know, if someone is literally wanting to expand their psychic abilities or develop their psychic abilities, so let's say there's a newbie out there that recognizes that they have the ability, but they really want to develop and discipline it, you know, you have to put that fear aside. So mm-hmm. the willingness to be wrong is the best way to approach delivering messages. Because if you are in fear that you're going to give the wrong message, right, they're going to judge me if I'm wrong, then you're going to stop that ability. You're not going to deliver what you know is important, what you as a psychic are receiving, because then you're placing logic on it, like, well, that doesn't make sense to me, so therefore I'm not going to deliver the message because they're going to say I'm wrong or they're judging me, so forget about it. I'm just not going to say a thing. And what ends mm-hmm. up happening is they say, you know, I'm just not really getting anything on you today. When, in fact, they've been given messages all along, but they were in fear of delivering those messages because they didn't trust their ability. And, again, they're thinking, oh, gosh, you know, I'm not willing to be wrong. You know, what will they think of me? So if we put that aside and just do it, then that's when it works out very well.
Yeah. Well, you know, and sometimes I've actually gotten, you know, the oddest messages. And, you know, when I just say, okay, you know, this is going to sound really weird, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'll sort of prepare their psyche in a way, even though to me I'm thinking, well, I'm really preparing their psyche. And this was something I did that, you know, people find humor in all the time. I was telling this person everything but, you know, the most important thing that was there, that was the most craziest thing in the world. And then when I told them, they were silent and kind of laughing. And I said, see, I told you you would lock me up for that one. And she says, no, I'm laughing because it's the truth. They really,
right.
you know, the reason you saw a hot dog above their head and the reason, you know, you were smelling, tasting, so I'm thinking, this person's wealthy. Why would they, you know, hang out at a hot dog stand? I mean, you know, they
right.
have, well, you know, they, it turned out they were, you know, a part of a commercial with a hot dog and they were, you know, a helper with it. And I thought, that's why I saw the Weenie Mobile in the song. Okay, because I was wondering why there would be, you know, it was just odd to me. It was really weird. And, you know, it could be anything from, you know, somebody like the Smurfs to, you know, somebody's favorite food is spaghetti. You don't ever really know what you're going to get.
Exactly. And had you not mentioned the hot dog thing, right, because, you know, you get so much and you see so much and you feel so much. And then, like you, you probably thought, what in the world is this whole hot dog thing going on? You know, if I say this, they're
going
to really think I'm out there.
Well, when you start getting into a hot dog stand of someone who actually, you know, you're going, why? It's a hot dog stand, and they're, you know, they have money, and they don't really have kids, and it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's your logic talking to you. Right there,
mm-hmm.
that's blocking all the energy centers from what you really want to say. And I thought, that is the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen or heard. And when they were laughing, I thought, see, I just told them, and then it turned out. And you see, that's how spot on, if you just let it come through you, like you said, and you don't worry about it and you don't have a filter on it, it becomes so much easier to just be yourself and let things come through you.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we need to pay attention to is the subtle information. So let's say, for example, you know, one is working as a psychic and they're getting all kinds of strong messages or strong imagery or strong feelings, and they're just going with those messages, right? And they're continuing, but something very subtle keeps on coming in again and again, just a little glimpse of it or a little vision of it, and then it just goes, kind of dissipates. But it keeps on coming
mm-hmm.
around. That psychic needs to pay attention to the subtle information, because it wouldn't come into your conscious mind as a psychic if there's not some sort of important message or situation attached to it.
Right.
So even the most subtle information carries a powerhouse.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me when you were talking, it's like they're kind of just saying that something you want to tell them, you know, and then they'll kind of, they'll softly do it. That's something you want to tell them, and then, you know, the information will back off, and then it'll come again. That's something you want to say. And then it'll, That's a good point, and it keeps coming up so that they'll say, oh, I need to tell them that.
Exactly. And, you know, I often compare subtle information to a breeze. You know, when you're outside, for example, and there's just this nice, gentle breeze. Well, that's how it feels when it comes to you, just something very subtle. And so it does have a lot of importance behind it. So I often encourage others to use their subtle information as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I definitely agree with that. The subtle information is very—it's very important to, you know, talk about those things and to see that. And I've had people say, "Well, what if it's a bad feeling? Or how do you know the difference between your intuition and fear, and you know, the bad things that you would tell people?" And I say, "Well, you know, it's still subtle. You know, you'll still get it in a very comforting way, and almost like a resolution to it as it comes. At least that's been my experience. You may have a description.
Right, because you're the observer.
Well, right.
Right, you're the observer. You know, you're just observing.
Yeah.
You're just receiving. You're not in that client's emotional state. You're just saying, listen, let me pass on these messages to you. You know, one of the things, Amanda, that, you know, not only people as clients, but psychics as well, they tend to hang on to old ideas about, for example, a psychic might say, well, I've got to label that. You know, I've got to place some value to it. I have to do X, Y, Z as a psychic. And, you know, this, as soon as you start labeling things or giving it any sort of, you know, like I have to logically explain this, is when you really start to ruin or skew the message. And also clients have old ideas about what psychics be able to do. For example, which I cannot stand, oh, well, if you're so psychic, why don't you tell me the lottery numbers? Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, that's a... That's where it gets really, really tough. Because you're
right.
Not... You're Sherlock Holmes, and you're telling them the outside situation. I almost tell people, it's like, look, you know, we give you, and then, you know, you can give your statement too on it. It's like you give them the information of what you're getting. It's like, well, if you go here and you do this, then this is going to happen. Or if you go this way, that's going to happen. But yeah,
exactly.
The expectations that they do put on that, they do have very high expectations. I don't enjoy that either.
Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, is pretty strong in the psychic world of conversations these days, you know, in the classes you were able to practice some remote viewing. But there's something also called associative remote viewing, which really kind of bypasses all of that work, right, all of that work of being able to see and draw what you're getting and et cetera, et cetera. And associative remote viewing is really, it's like, tell me, you know, I don't want to know about all of that. I just want to know the results, right? You know, if I go gambling tonight, am I going to win, you know, anything over $100 or you know, who's going to be the president of the United States or what – boxer's going to win or what ball team is going to win. And so what you do is, with associative remote viewing is that you give the outcome, let's say the options, let's say the president of the United States. So you say, okay, Obama, you know, let's just go back during his campaigning. Obama is going to represent an apple. Mm-hmm. And John Kerry or whoever, you know, whoever it was, whatever the other person is,
right.
is going to represent, let's say, a banana.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not looking for the names. You're looking for the identity of the name. So if you're getting the apple, you know, like you're asking, show me the results. And so you get the apple, you say, okay, it's Obama. That's who's going to win. It's going to be Obama.
Mm-hmm.
So you can become, you know, if somebody calls you up, Amanda, and says, listen, I really don't want, let's say, an hour-long session. I just need to know the results. A lot of money is hanging on it or whatever importance. Then you can do a quick associative remote viewing session. I say quick. You know, it's not like you can go, okay, in 2 minutes, here's your answer. But, you know, you certainly have to prepare yourself before, you know, as a psychic, before you ever, you know, give the answer. But you can call them back and say, okay, this is the results, you know, the banana or the apple, right?
That's right. That's right.
So
and
it
that,
really
that
does
that
help. There's a lot of tricks and not tricks, but techniques that are used in psychic work.
Yeah, and it is important to prepare yourself before you say, well, it's the apple or the orange, for example, or the banana.
Right, you have to go within. You have to do a bit of meditation to shift your own logical mind or your state of consciousness, because if your logical mind is involved in psychic messages, then you're always going to question, oh, well, that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's not making sense, so therefore I'm going to avoid that answer. So you have to shift out of logic and be open in a more detached way or a non-attachment. That's how I like to, you know, you have to stay non-attached to any question that you get or any work that you're doing, because you're the observer or you're the sponge or whatever the case may be. But once you place logic in it, then it's done and over with. You know, as part of I'm a research psychic for the study of precognition. And one of the things that are given to us is a logic area. We have to be very scientific in our predictions. But they ask, how much logic did you use in this? Let's just say if they say, okay, well, tell us, you know, about earthquakes. You know, where in the world is there going to be another earthquake that's over, let's say, 7.1 Richter scale? And so, you know, we know that there are certain areas all throughout the world that have these very strong earthquakes annually, right? They happen at least in that country. So if we as psychics just go off of logic, well, we'll say, well, you know, China, for example. You know, China's getting that 7.1 Richter earthquake between now and the next 2 months. Well, some of that is logic because we already know that China gets a lot of heavy earthquakes. But where if we dismiss that logic and say and ask our guides or our messengers or our angels or whatever you're working with or all of the above, then you go, where in China? Where in China is the next 7.1 or higher earthquake going to occur? Then you become, it's not logical in your mind to say, well, I know Beijing or this area, you know, logically. But if you specifically say it is this town or village or city in China, then you're working off of true psychic ability and not logic, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah. It does make a lot of sense. And you can see where you're coming from that. You know, you're not just pinpointing, well, it's this, you know, well, where? Like, what city is it in? What's around it? Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Right, right. So, I mean, as long as, I guess my biggest message with that is just, don't use logic and stay detached or non-attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say, acknowledge what it is for what message you're getting, and don't try to logically make sense of it. Because that's, a lot of people want that. They want the logic. Your clients may go, well, Amanda, that doesn't make sense to me at all. Well, it will.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you don't go to a psychic just to tell you everything you know. And that's one of the things I never understood, Amanda. There's these psychic hotlines, call 900 or call 800 psychic for, $3.99 a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, call the psychic to tell you what you know. It was like, she will tell you everything about your past. Well, why would you seek a psychic to tell you about your past? I never understood that.
Right, well, the point is, why would you need to know about your past?
Right,
what would be the point in that when you've already had it?
Right, so why would you pay for somebody to tell you about something you already know?
Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, the only thing, I don't go into past anything unless I see kind of, the ghost from the past coming back in, or a past situation that's reoccurring that's going to cause my client some problems, right? But other
mm-hmm.
than that, I don't need to tell you something you already know. Now, is it useful, let's say, in psychic mediumship, because I know you do mediumship. Is
mm-hmm.
it useful to give somebody something that they know? Absolutely, because you have to validate or bring along evidence of, right? So if the grandmother is, in spirit is talking about her blue scarf that she gave a granddaughter, then,
mm-hmm.
when you're giving that information, that granddaughter knows, well, I know my grandmother gave me that blue scarf on my birthday. But if you merely say, grandmother loves you, even though that's a feel-good statement, and you may, as a psychic medium, be getting, oh, grandma's sending a lot of love to that granddaughter. It's still not evidence, right? But that blue scarf certainly is. So
yeah.
It's important for us to, in that regard, or to bring up a past event in psychic mediumship, because it shows evidence to that client. But, I mean, as a psychic to go and pay, somebody's not going to come to me, or I'm not going to allow it. I'm going to pay you for your hour session, Angela, and then I'm going to sit here and you're going to tell me everything that you know. Because to me it's wasting the time. I like to work off present to, the next 18 months in that person's life, no matter if it's health or love or business or money or lawsuits or whatever the case may be. So I like to stay in present and near future when I'm doing my predictions. And Amanda,
right.
how much do you go into time-wise when you're working as a psychic, just the psychic, not your mediumship abilities, but your psychic abilities of present and future? What kind of time frame do you normally give, or do you?
I only give it if it's given to me, I guess would be the better frame. If I usually don't give it unless it's like very concrete, solid, like, we have, some child jumping across the room saying it's going to happen at this time and I know it, and they're pulling me
right.
in that direction and it's their guide, I might say, okay, well, your little kid over there in the corner who is, one of your guides is really pulling me to say, if it's really straightforward and clear, I might. But other than that, I don't focus a whole lot on timing because that's such a technical issue. But I have had I have had concrete things like, a guide tell me, you're going to be at this certain place at a certain time, and you're going to run into this person. And, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to have a reason to run into them. And you'll be visiting this place because there will be somebody to visit. Well, at the time, I was kind of going, right, so I'm going to have somebody to visit. Where is that going to come from? You know, you question as a human being, where is that going to come from? And who in the world could I see? You know, and this has been a little while ago. But, you know, there was actually a circumstance, and I did get to visit a person, and, you know, the circumstance worked out that way, like the guide had said. You know, this was when I was living in Tennessee, you know, just thinking, why would I go there and visit? I don't have a reason to, you know, sure. go to this clinic and, you know, this holistic clinic and see this person, and why would I run into her? You know, but this guide's telling me, oh, well, you know, you'll be able to go visit this person and help them, you know, with healing touch. And it really turned out that way. So it was, you know, amusing that I'd had, you know, one of my down south guides tell me that that was going to happen.
Well, you see, and you were trying to place logic on that. Why would I mm-hmm. even go there? Or why would I
yeah.
go there at this time?
What reason would
and
I have
is, to go
there? And
the thing is, that's a great
yeah.
thing why you get the messages to begin with.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example. I did a reading. This has been several years ago. And this woman and her two daughters, you know, they wanted readings and so fine. And so the mother, I read for her, and I said, you know, between right now and the next 2 weeks, I see that you're going to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And so after the reading, she said, you know, you were bringing up these great things, and I was, like, floored that you even knew about them. But she said, no, you know, I'm not going to go to Florida. She said, number one, you know, I've got a daughter graduating and the other one going into college and or the second year of college, and, you know, the money's just not there right now for a Florida trip, and I don't particularly like Florida and blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you know, yes, you are.
Right.
So, anyway, I left her home because occasionally I will go to somebody's home. I don't see too many people in person these days, but at that time I did. And so she called me and she said, right after you left, my sister came by. And she said her husband had to go to Florida for a week, and he was going to be there in 2 weeks. And would, you know, he wanted her to go, and she didn't want to be there by herself, you know, while her husband was working or doing whatever he had to do. So she asked her sister, will you go to Florida? You know, we'll pay for everything.
That is so funny. So see, the circumstance worked out, and you got the place. See, I do that with people, too.
Right.
I'm getting
she didn't
really
have to put up any money.
Go there. Right.
Right. And she didn't know until after I left when the sister came in because she didn't plan on it. So the value of a psychic reading is to show, hey, these are the influences, right? These mm-hmm. are the influences coming in, and it's up to you to decide. For example, the sister came in and said, listen, you know, will you please just go to Florida with me? You know, I don't want to be by myself down there and spend a whole week basically in a hotel room or eating alone. Now, she could have said, you know what, sorry, you know, I've got other things to do, right? But at least the influence of her being able to go to Florida came in. But I saw between now and the next 2 weeks, there's Florida for you. So crazy.
Absolutely.
Well, not really craziness, but, you know, I'm talking about crazy as in,
well,
isn't that unique, you know, to her, for her to know.
Very fascinating.
Right, right. So, anyway, lots of people out there, you know, studying and developing their abilities and using techniques, and I just love to hear other psychics, you know, stories. Because it's the stories, it's the validations, it's the confirmations that keep us in this work, you know, to say, I am on the right path. You know, because we can't always just devote ourselves to our psychic lives. You know, we have things to do. Some psychics out there, even though they provide a service, they may be working another job or two or three, right? But it's always, you know, I questioned even throughout the years, you know, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. It's a great little ability, and I've helped other people, but, you know, maybe I should be doing, you know, using other skills out there, you know, that are non-psychic skills. And then, but it's the confirmations that keep me in this business, in this industry.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you
and
feel the same way.
I do. And see, you're coming from a perfect angle and a perfect place on that, in grounding the information and really putting it out there for people to hear it. I think that's amazing. We're going to take a really quick commercial break. Before we do you want to take some, before I go to that commercial break, would you like to take some callers?
I'll take callers whenever you're ready, Amanda.
All right, awesome. Well, I do have one that says that they're getting ready to leave, so I'm going to take her call before we go into the commercials, and then I'll take the call
okay,
and come back and take
fine.
The other caller. So our area code 972, you're on the line with Amanda and Angela. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Amanda. Angel Amanda and Angela. Love listening to your show and listening to Angela as well.
Oh, well, thank you.
Angela, I just wanted to see what new career opportunities might be happening for me, creative-wise, what you see coming
okay,
in.
Okay, so just, I don't need the year of birth, but what's your month and day of birth?
December 27th.
December 27th, huh? That's a good little birthday.
I hope so. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you that I really do feel that, you know, your creativeness, actually, I don't feel anything between, let's say, now and the next 2 or 3 months that you're going to be launching. I actually feel like when you're getting into the November, December, January timing, I do feel like you are going to begin the process. And I say begin the process, I have to tell you quite frankly, I don't believe that you are going to devote all of your time or all of your energy towards the new creative project or projects. In fact, I have to tell you that I feel that you're going to go back around to something that you've already done in the past and bring that forward with you in time. In other words, you'll do your creative projects and you'll also do something that you've done before, okay? So I have to tell you that I feel very much that your new opportunities as far as getting it out and being influenced will happen from the westerly direction. And I wouldn't be all too surprised if between right now and the June-July timing, so we're in that timing right now, that you're already kind of planting the seeds and planting the stepping stones of making that happen. But if you're thinking, hey, I'm going to roll it out next month or I'm going to roll it out in 2 weeks, I have to tell you that there's some kind of rocks in the road. So the best
yeah.
timing for you
yeah.
is going to be November, December, January, even though you might go, Angela, you know, that's holiday time. That's kind of like the, you know, not the best time. But I really do feel that that's where you're starting your creative ventures in a bigger way. So you could start it tomorrow in a slow, snail-paced way, but in a bigger way, look towards the end of the year.
So the end of the year. It sounds to me like what you're saying, and that's fine with me because I'm working on some little medical tune-ups, some therapies that I have to do anyways right now for my low back, getting that squared away. Now, nothing major, thank goodness, because I've been through the major part already, but just some little tune-ups, some little rocks, like you said, to get in the road to
right,
heal
actually.
A little bit.
And,
yeah,
and you know, the thing is that your timing, I mean, once your birthday rolls around, you are going to be in what's called the Wheel of Fortune. And I take that information from the major arcana of Tarot. You can look it up. There's literally hundreds upon hundreds of different interpretations and meanings to the Wheel of Fortune. But, you know, once you get into June of 2015, that's when things really move forward in a positive way. In other words, all of the debris, all of the problems, all of the challenges, and all of that will be cleared away. And then so really by June of 2015, not only in your creative side, but your financial side all the way improves, you know, along with other areas. Very nice.
So it sounds to me, and that's awesome. I love to hear this good news because I have been through a lot of struggles to get, you know, get clear and get squared away, but in those areas that you mentioned. But the thing that what I'm reflecting on what you said earlier about I'm going to be doing something existing, would that be, you know, bringing that forward as well as the creative work?
Yes.
You mean
you're bringing that forward as well.
I'll still be with the same sales company that I'm in now? Or will I be selling, or will I be working with somebody else, or the same business?
It doesn't necessarily mean that the sales company that you're with now, what you've done in the past, you know, your
mm-hmm.
skills, your knowledge, your what you make money from, all of that, you're still going to bring it forward initially into your new creative plans. I'm letting you know now, if you decide, hey, you know
mm-hmm.
what, I'm going to sever myself from anything I've ever done in my past to make money because I'm bored with it or for whatever reason, and I'm just going to do this creative thing. I'm letting you know now that that would not work out well for you. So
yeah,
I find
yeah.
that you're actually generating, you know, two, maybe even three streams of income coming in. So you're, in other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that you're going to diversify
cool.
the way that you earn an income and what
yeah.
you do with your time.
Cool. But the bottom line is I'll be happy with it, and my money will be on the rise. So the more I have, the more I can give and share with everyone.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's how it works. And I know, you know, I've had readings with you before in the past, Angela, and I love these little refreshers when you do these shows. And so I'll have to get another one with you because I really admire you, you know, for what
you do. Well, I certainly do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're awesome. Okay, love you. And I can't wait to meet you, Amanda. We'll see you soon, honey. Bye.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Audrey. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back, and we have two more callers. So I'll be right back with you, Angela, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you are listening to WGGM Radio. Check out Angela Thomas at angelathomas.org, A-N-G-E-L-A, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.org. You can find her there. She is a St. Louis intuitive. And you can find Kiera at Facebook, a capital K-E-I-R-A, Strong, S-T-R-O-N-G. She has a Caring Bridge page, too. CaringBridge.com. Her name is Kiera, K-E-I-R-A, Stout. She is at Mercy receiving chemo treatments here in St. Louis. We're going to take a really quick commercial break. We're taking callers. You can call in at 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339, and we will be right back after this commercial break.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like fish sticks. Filets, I get, but sticks? Maybe we can just compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with Brie?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting. Reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dow on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Hello, everybody. This is Messages of Light. We are taking callers now at WGGM Radio with the last little bit of time we have here. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. You can visit Angela Thomas at A-N-G-E-L-A, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.org. You can visit Kiera's page at Kiera Strong, that's K-E-I-R-A, capital letters, Strong, STRONG. And again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Welcome back to the show, Angela.
Well, thank you, Amanda. Thank you.
All right. We have our next caller here, which is area code 917. You're on with Amanda and Angela. How are you?
I'm good. Hello?
Hello.
Hello
there. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was live. Okay. Yeah, I want to know about my career.
Okay. What specifically do you need to know?
I'm working on a clothing line. I want to know how long it will take me to actually launch everything that I've been working on.
Okay. And just, I don't need the year, but what's your month and day of year?
It's May 6, 1983.
Okay, May 6. Okay. All right, so one of the things I need to let you know is that I really do believe that it's going to take you well over a year to be able to go to the launch point. So, you know, I stay within an 18-month time frame, and I'm going to tell you that it goes at least beyond the 12-month point, and it falls between 12 months to 18 months of time. The thing is that I feel that your dollars, you know, what you need to operate from, or I guess the investment portion of it,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like everything is in place just yet. I feel like
mm-hmm.
there's more than just one of your investment or money portion. You know, in other words, I feel that you need more than just one initial set of monies in order to launch it. I do want to say to you that I feel that between right now and the next 4 to 5 months that you are coming across a group, I'll call it an entity, that is more, you know, that is in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you probably talk to a zillion entities or companies or corporation or group trying to launch a clothing line, this is a new group that I feel that is going to be able to help you expand and get your line out there, you know, in a rather quicker way, you know, instead of you trying to go it alone, right? You understand what I'm saying? So I don't feel
yes.
like you're going to go it alone and getting your clothing line out there. I really do feel that the help with the group is going to be your answer. So look for, like I said, the win part is beyond a year. You might go, hey, I got my clothing line ready. I got a few funds. I've got, you know, I've talked about these opportunities. I'm ready to go, but I'm letting you know, not just yet. I really don't feel like you're ready to launch at the point of launching. Now, are you prepared in certain ways? Absolutely. But ready to launch? Not quite yet. So I hope that's helped to answer your question.
Yeah, I have. Can I ask one more question?
That's going to be up to Amanda.
Well, we take one question each time, you know, so that was the only question. But I'll tell you what, call in next time and you can ask your next question, okay?
Perfect.
All right, it was lovely
problem.
Reading for you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. You can look Angela up or you can, you know, email one of us. But, you know, next show I'll definitely take you again, one question. Okay, we have one more person. Her name is Rosa Maria. You're on with Amanda and Angela. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Rosa Maria.
Hi.
Good month and day of birth, please.
12/31.
12/31, okay. And what is your specific question?
I know we talked today, a friend that I'm interested in to pursue it. We talked a little bit today, but he was in a rush. But I was wondering what's around.
Okay, I didn't get your question.
A friend that I'm interested
in. You're breaking up.
He's breaking up pretty bad.
Sorry, do you hear me now?
I can hear
you,
Amanda.
Try it one more time. Yeah, I can kind of hear her try it one more time, Rose and Maria. We'll see. If it's a bad connection, you might have to wait until next time. Try one more time.
There's a friend I'm interested in. We talked a little bit today, but he was in a rush. I wonder if you can pick up around it, the relationship.
Okay, in other words, your question is, where is the relationship going?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, really, I have to tell you, Rosa, I really do feel like there are feelings from that individual that are about, you know, do I commit or do I not? Do I take it to the next level or do I not? So I have to tell you, I don't find that that individual is quite yet 100% ready to go into the next level with you. Are they interested? Absolutely. But I feel like it's really going to be a bit more time on that particular relationship. In other words, I feel like it would be a slower pace, and they may make comments to you about the actual, you know, getting together or wouldn't it be nice kind of thing. But you kind of, it feels more like a flirtatious comment. You know, they're not really committing one way or the other. So look between right now and the next 5 to 6 months for the relationship to then be ready for a new level. Okay, so I hope that's helped to answer your question, Rosa. God bless you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling. Okay, we are out of time. Angela, I want to thank you for coming on, and I will have you on again. I look forward to it.
Okay, Amanda, I've enjoyed being on the show, and thank you all for listening.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Everybody have a great day. Blessings. Bye-bye.